there. New Radio Sports Network.com, joined as always by Green Bay Gamblers head coach and general manager Pat Mikisch, coming off an exciting win on Monday night, 7-4, just a week, well, not really a week. It's about 6 days after a game of similar score went against the Gamblers. And coach, how important is that to be able to kind of bounce back from a game like that so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, if we go back to last Wednesday, probably as disappointed as we've been in just our performance. And it wasn't lack of effort, but it was just execution on little things and how we were managing pucks. And we gave them some easy opportunities, and they took advantage of it. And so it was important. We bounced back well on Friday in that U.S. game, and then had the disappointing overtime loss to Chicago, but, you know, an important point at the same time. And then, but I really liked the way our group responded last night, playing that Dubuque team that, you know, is playing very good hockey and had taken advantage of us the week before. So you go 2-1-1 in that four game stretch, and you sit there and go, it could have been a little bit better, but I probably shouldn't be greedy at the same time.
And I guess it really speaks to, because obviously once you get to the professional ranks, you don't necessarily have that same opportunity to bounce back against an opponent, whether it's, two games in a row, or in this case, you had the 4 or 6 days in between there. How does that kind of improve the mentality of a young hockey player, especially if they go to the next level with their college teams? They'll face a similar situation there as well.
Yeah, there's so many college games, especially the bounce back games, and that's why it's so hard to sweep at the college level, because there's always one team on edge for that second game. So it's good for our players to go through it. We play a lot of back-to-backs, but I actually like the unique situation here where we had the other games in between, and then we're seeing that opponent again, and just to see that our guys did remember that game from last week and knew that they didn't have their best effort.
And going to that game against Chicago on Saturday, like you mentioned, before we talk about the result of that one, how weird was it when Jesse Tucker scored what would have been the usual teddy bear toss goal, that all of a sudden the fur wasn't flying over your head?
Yeah, no, it was a different game to be part of. I can't wait to when we get back to that great tradition and are able to toss the teddy bears. But, to find out after the game that over 2,000 teddy bears were donated, still before the game, prepackaged, and we have groups that want them. That is probably the cool part about it. And that's kind of what the Gamblers have been about for so long, is these special events are opportunities for us to give back. And so to hear Jeff Mitchell talk about the truck filling up with teddy bears outside the building and everything, that probably meant as much as, you know, seeing those teddy bears toss in the past.
And like you mentioned, disappointing way to end that game, 3-2 in overtime in Chicago. That's a team that you've been playing a lot better against in your last few games there. And with the road to a potential Clark Cup, having to go through Geneva, Illinois, where the Steel play, you have to be really encouraged by how well your team has been able to perform against the Steel lately.
They're a special group. They score a ton of goals. They skate, you know, and so we have to be on our top. And I thought we played a real nice game against them on Saturday night. And, you know, we had the chance to, you know, basically end the game with a minute and 20 seconds left when we had the empty net and we hit the post. And, you know, credit to them, they come down and find a way to get that equalizer late. And then, you know, you get into overtime and you're looking to see who's going to get that first opportunity and can they take advantage. And, you know, Mittendorf, who's been a great player for them all year, finds a way to finish that. So you come out of it with a disappointed, sour taste with such a great crowd in our building that we didn't get both points and we only get the one point. But at the same time, our 5-on-5 game against them was great on Saturday. And we go to playoffs against them. Overtime's not going to 3-on-3. We're going to stay 5-on-5. And I really liked our matchup.
And with the win last night, I believe the record I saw was the Gamblers finished 17-6-4 in your own building at the Rest Center there. And when you look back at the home season, hopefully you have the opportunity to host a few more games there. But what can you say about, A, the success that you had at the Rest Center this year, and B, the crowds that you were able to get to the Rest Center this year? I'm sure when it's all said and done, you have to be at the top or near the top in terms of attendance.
Yeah, and I know a couple other teams out west were fortunate like us, where they have bigger buildings and were able to get in numbers like similar to us. But it was the nights that we had those crowds in there where we were able to get, you know, that 2,200, 2,250, whatever Jeff said we're allowed to have, it was real. And the atmosphere was great. And I think the fans really enjoyed, you know, being back in the rush and seeing the hockey. But our guys played a really strong home schedule this year. And, you know, we closed teams out. I would probably sit there and out of those six losses, you know, we had a couple of stinkers that we just weren't the team we needed to be. But to have that type of record at home is a huge credit to the guys.
Is there a game or a specific moment in those games where you kind of reflect and say, hey, that was pretty cool?
You know, I think Military Night was still a special game again. And you talk about that one, and we couldn't do everything we've done in the past. But, you know, when you get to stand, they honor all the vets who are in the building, and you see how many of them were there that night. That's probably, you know, a favorite event for me every year. But this was one of those years that, you know, they weren't getting that same salute like they deserve all over the place. You know, football wasn't able to do it in the same way, and the NFL does such a great job with it. And so for the Gamblers to be able to honor, you know, all of those vets that night, that was probably my favorite moment in the rush this year.
And coming up this weekend, you'll get to face Dubuque two more times. I believe the games are Friday and Saturday. And how do you prepare your team for, you know, obviously you just saw them, so familiar opponent as well, but there's a lot riding on these games as well. How are you preparing your guys this week heading into Dubuque?
Well, today is going to be a quiet one. I mean, we just finished four games in 6 days, so, you know, we'll have a couple guys come down for some treatments and whatnot to get their bodies. But then a good Wednesday, Thursday kind of standard and go down there. And like you said, we're so familiar with them, having seen them so much lately, that it's not a lot of X's and O's. It's more about just making sure our minds and our bodies are ready to go. And understanding that there's some things that are just out of our control as far as, you know, how the standings will flop. And so, you know, it's a nice win last night, but, you know, not having those games against Youngstown is going to be a little bit of a thorn in our side as we, you know, try to chase down a Muskegon team that's playing very good. And we'll actually be able to watch their game Thursday night here at home and see how they do against Dubuque. But we already started last night. We rested, you know, five regulars out of the lineup last night. And, you know, but credit to the guys who were in the lineup and how well they played.
Yeah, because you have a couple of those guys that, you know, obviously they had their high school commitments or your affiliates that came in, and they had a heck of a game last night.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson Hallam we got to see early in the year, and Brody Lamb as well. And so we knew those two, you know, had the chance to help us late in the season, two extremely talented players. And so we're able to give them more ice time when you rest a Jesse Tucker and Alex Cervagno and Cam Thiesing and guys who play a ton of minutes for us. And so now you give those minutes to some of these younger players and see how they respond. And then Cam Lund, who's a huge part of our future, just, you know, being a 16-year-old and getting his first couple games in the USHL was good experience for him to kind of have a little measuring stick on what it's going to look like in the future for him.
Yep. First goal of the year for Cam Lund last night. And you mentioned you'll be able to watch that first game with Muskegon on Thursday. They can only score 1 point in three games. That's it.
Yes.
If they lose or if they only get that point, do you find yourself maybe scoreboard watching a little bit while you're in Dubuque?
Yeah, I think things will get a little bit interesting then. And I think the pressure kind of falls onto them at that point. You know, Dubuque kind of knows where they're going to end up in the standings. I think they need to pick up 2 points it is to clinch that fourth place. Dubuque kind of will probably be trying to get that game, trying to clinch it, but they don't have a ton of pressure on them. And then Muskegon has to go play Chicago twice, who has no pressure on them. They've already clinched that Anderson Cup. And so it'll be interesting to see. Muskegon's the one team with pressure on them right now. I don't feel there's pressure on our group other than, you know, to go out and continue to develop our game and get ourselves ready for that first round of the playoffs.
And then speaking of playoffs, we mentioned Muskegon can only get 1 point in order to even get the Gamblers close to clinching that second spot. And why is that so important for the Gamblers to get that second spot?
Well, I mean, it'd be fun to play in the rush, and we'd have the best of three series here in Green Bay a weekend from now. And if not, we're going over to Muskegon to play in their building for three. So we're not trying to put a ton of emphasis on it. The last time we were in Muskegon, we won three straight games. We looked at the season series. We were 5-3-1 against them. They were 5-3-2 against them. They were 5-4-1 against us, with the three games that went in the shootouts and overtime. So it's going to be a great series no matter where it's played. Goals for, goals against were 34-34 in those games against each other. So whether we're playing at the Resch or whether we're playing in Muskegon, I love the matchup. But obviously we'd love to do it in our own building.
Well, very good. Well, if they do return to the Resch Center, we will have the games on the new Radio Sports Network and 104.1 WRLU. But until then, Coach, we wish you good luck against Dubuque.
Yeah, I look forward to talking playoffs next week.
You're listening to the new Radio Sports Network. All right, very good, Coach.
Thanks, Tim. Have a good one, bud.
Yep, you too, sir.